So I'd first like to acknowledge my collaborators on this project. Janet Arno and Bobby Vanderpool are both with the Marion County Health Department, who really this project could not be done without. Mark Rosenman and I both work at IU School of Medicine, as well as the Regenstrief Institute, which some of you might be familiar with as a health informatics institute in Indianapolis. And Dennis Fortenberry, my mentor and colleague at IU School of Medicine. So quickly, background, which has been nicely presented already by some of the previous presenters. Chlamydia is a major public health problem, particularly among poor and minority young women. And the majority of infections are asymptomatic, which in part has contributed to the fact that it's universally recommended that women 14 to 25 years of age be screened annually for chlamydia. And this is a HEDIS measure of healthcare quality. However, there are known differences in screening and diagnosis by age, race, ethnicity, and insurance status. Prior research on chlamydia diagnoses, however, use either STD clinic data or clinical data in general, and are not able to truly consider the overlap in these populations, despite the known selection biases that clearly occur in one or the other. So in order to better understand health-seeking behavior and how more effectively to screen and diagnose chlamydia, we wanted to consider how women seek care in either or both systems. So the objective was to assess the number and pattern of young women within a large clinical medical record system, which I'll indicate by blue boxes throughout the presentation, who test positive for chlamydia within a public health surveillance system, which will be demarcated by red circles. It's a retrospective longitudinal cohort study using electronic medical record system, the Regenstrief Medical Record System, which is a large clinical system in Indianapolis, and incorporating several different clinical systems, actually. The inclusion criteria are 14 to 25-year-old females with at least one routine outpatient clinical visit in a non-specialty setting between 1998 and 2007. The measures included clinical data from that EMR, including whether or not they were sexually active as defined using HEDIS criteria for chlamydia testing, using administrative data, a chlamydia test, and whether that was performed, and then whether that test was positive. These EMR data were then linked with the public health surveillance data using a probabilistic matching algorithm, which could be a whole nother talk. We matched using name, date of birth, gender, and race ethnicity. The inclusion criteria for the public health surveillance positive test results, we used one of two criteria. The first was more conservative in nature. So looking at a timeline here of age 14 to 25 years of age, if these blue squares again represent their interactions with the clinical medical record system or clinical visits that are routine, so they have routine ICD-9 codes, for example. We then looked at the 1 year prior within the public health surveillance data to look for any prior positives for chlamydia. A more liberal criteria may be the period between two included EMR visits and 1 year prior to the first included EMR visits, as indicated in this new red bar. So since we know, for example, that young women during this time period don't necessarily come in annually for routine checkups, there may be periods of time in which they are not seeking care at all. So taking this more liberal criteria, we would capture visits and chlamydia diagnosis, for example, in the one in the top line that would not be captured in the more conservative criteria, that would be captured in the more liberal criteria. And I'll be presenting these as a range in the coming slides, just to give you an idea of this. Oh, I'm sorry. So results, 21% of young women were diagnosed with chlamydia in either their clinical medical record system or the public health surveillance system. 14.1% were in the clinical medical record system and 17% in the public health surveillance system. So there was some overlap, but not complete. Among women with a prior chlamydia diagnosis within the electronic medical record system, about 65 to 70% of these diagnoses were reported to the morbidity or the public health surveillance system. So this is not 100% that's being picked up by the public health system. And this did improve over time. However, over this time period, this was what it was overall. Among women who were not yet diagnosed with chlamydia in the EMR, so basically all individuals before their first positive within the EMR, 6.2 to 12% had a prior positive chlamydia test within the morbidity or the public health surveillance system. And these differed by race, ethnicity, age, and insurance status, with more black young women and younger young women, 14 to 17 and 18 to 21 year old women seeking care and being diagnosed with chlamydia outside of their routine care. Among women with no evidence of sexual activity in the EMR, and this is again defined by administrative data, the HEDIS criteria in particular, 3.6 to 9.2% diagnosed with chlamydia. This is not just women seeking care outside of their system, but being diagnosed with chlamydia. And again, showing a similar pattern in terms of the demographics. Among women with evidence of sexual activity, but no prior positive chlamydia test, 7 to 14%. So you're getting the picture that there are women that are seeking care outside of this particular clinical system. There are some caveats to this analysis. It could be absent or incorrect identifying data that might limit these true matches between the EMR and public health systems, and certainly could have led to this mismatch of positive chlamydia tests that were even within our clinical system that may or may not have been reported to the public health system. There's possible changes in reporting over time or by setting. So perhaps the surveillance improved over time. We do have an active surveillance system in Marion County. And I did, in fact, see that that improved, but it only got up to about 80% in the most recent years. And intermittent public health funding and projects or STI outbreaks, such as a syphilis outbreak that happened during this period, which may emphasize other STD testing and reporting or prevention, as we all know. How best to define the cohort or window around each visit is unclear for this type of analysis, but I did try to take sort of a more conservative and liberal approach and present a range. And the insurance variable in particular, because it was defined based on the clinical visit and this could change over time, does not necessarily reflect the insurance status at the time they were seeking care outside of the clinical system. So in conclusion, there's incomplete reporting of positive chlamydia tests to the public health surveillance system. The number of sexually active young women are underestimated by the HEDIS criteria, given missed chlamydia tests and diagnoses outside the healthcare system, contributing to an even lower screening rate than what's already being reported. And there are demographic differences in who seeks care outside of their clinical medical record or out of their clinical system for routine care, and may indicate barriers to care for black young women and women less than 22 years of age. The implications are, by supplementing clinical data with public health data, we may better define measures of healthcare quality and enable clinicians to identify women inappropriately not screened for chlamydia. And further inquiry is certainly needed to uncover why young women seek chlamydia testing and diagnosis in different settings. I'd again like to acknowledge our collaboration with the Marion County Health Department and the data managers who helped with those data, as well as the Reagan Street Medical Record System, and the data manager who was very helpful in that system. This was in part with funding from the STI Topical Microbicides Cooperative Research Center's Developmental Award. And I'd also like to thank my colleagues in Adolescent Medicine and Children's Health Services Research.
Questions. Yeah. Thanks for that really informative talk. I just had one question about, I might have missed this, how you define sexually active, since the HEDIS measure has the unfortunate characteristic of defining sexually active using what's in the numerator. So I'm not quite sure how you would pull out the fact that there were women who had chlamydia when.
Yeah, I didn't go into a lot of the details on that because of time, but it would include, I'm sorry, so the question was how sexual activity was defined in this study, and we did use the HEDIS criteria, which does include whether they had been tested previously for chlamydia or been positive for chlamydia. Mm-hmm. It also includes whether or not they had a pregnancy test, a pelvic exam, fertility-related assessment, or tested or treated for any other STI. So it does include a larger subset than just those that were tested for chlamydia, but good question. There's clearly a limitation, and that was part of the reason why I wanted to subdivide this, because we oftentimes use HEDIS criteria to define our screening rates, which is, you know, at this point I don't think we have necessarily a better way of doing it. But this presents one way of potentially capturing more women who are clearly sexually active and maybe even, you know, being diagnosed with positive and, you know, infections in other settings. So.